Chapter 4. Eve was trying to process what was happening. It wasn't possible that this young, pajama-clad girl with her sunken features and hollow eyes was crying and calling her mom, was it? Could this really be her Lily? Maybe it's a dream, Eve thought. She dreamt every night. Some nights the dreams were an endless loop of horrific images. Lily's body bloodied, battered and bruised, her eyes hollowed out, skeletal hands reaching for Eve. Help me, Mommy! Save me! Please! Sometimes Eve's baby girl visited with hopeful eyes and kind words. Mommy, I love you. I miss you. I'm okay. Those nights were the worst. The nights that Eve woke feeling hopeful, believing in the impossible, that her Lily might actually be alive. Maybe that's all this was, she told herself as she stared at this girl. Maybe it's one of those wishful thinking dreams. But the girl was still clutching Eve, holding on to her so tightly and weeping. Eve could feel the girl's sharp edges. She was flesh and blood and calling Eve mom. Eve wrenched herself away. She needed to get a better look, needed to make sure this wasn't some sicko's twisted ploy. There were cruel people out there, people who had, in the past, attempted to exploit Eve's weakness and vulnerability. People that sent letters asking for money, promising answers that never came. She'd believed them before. This time, she wouldn't allow herself to be duped. She gazed into the girl's eyes, deep pools of green, and Eve was transported to the delivery room, the moment she met her two identical twin daughters. There was no denying it now. Those were Lily's eyes. A mother never forgets her child's eyes. It was Lily. She was home. Lily was home. For 8 years, Eve had waited for answers. Days passed, weeks, months, endless years. Back in the early days when Eve was still a sheep who believed in a higher power,